I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ahmed, a strategically placed co-laborer of the gospel in Pakistan, is still facing trial for the blasphemy charge against him. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
The most recent update is that the judge is now demanding that Ahmed come to the courthouse, where previously the judge had ruled that Ahmed did not have to be there. That's Ahmed's constitutional right to be represented by his defense attorney.
Now, Ahmed is required to appear in court sometime in April, and it's this delay which has many wondering, will there be an ambush? Please pray fervently for Ahmed, his wife and family, and for his lawyer. Pray Psalm 37 over him. We've got more details and backstory on this case at missionnews.org. And we'll wrap up today with a look at World Water Day. Donna Glass of India Partners says one of their partners works with remote villages where the people are often underserved and marginalized. Now, clean water sources can be hard to find, especially during the dry months. What water can be found often makes people sick. Glass shares the example of one village they're working with, which has about 400 people, half of them being kids.
This is one of those villages where they've had a single hand pump for the entire village. And again, in the summertime, it becomes non-functional and they have to walk up to 2 kilometers each way to bring water from the nearby village.
Want to help India Partners see an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion? Well, consider helping fund a well project. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.